Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. This month, we're reading through one of our Jumpstart books, The Rich Man and Lazarus. We have a whole series of Jumpstart books, and we're just reading through the books, page by page. Luke 16, verse 19. Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. We're taking a closer look at the powerful, wonderful story of the rich man Lazarus. Contextually, Jesus told this story because in verse 14, Luke records, "Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things and were scoffing at him." Jesus is trying to get the Pharisees, and he's trying to get us to see ourselves in this story. Everyone would like to live like the rich man, expensive clothing, the big gated house, purple, joyously living in splendor every day, habitually dressed in purple. This man didn't have one nice outfit that he wore just to weddings. All his outfits were nice. The King James Version tells us that the rich man fared sumptuously every day. That word sumptuously is from the Greek word lepros, and similar to our word lamp. It means bright. This word is used to describe the angels in their bright and shining clothing. It is used of Jesus as the bright and morning star. It's this word that is used to describe the excess of this rich man. The rich man had a lot. We're not told how he acquired his wealth. Did he work hard? Was it inherited? Was he dishonest and a cheat? We simply don't know. What is more important is what he did with it. And our verse tells us, he spent it on himself. Luke paints a picture for us of a man who bought nearly whatever he wanted. He wasted it all on himself. Large gated house, fine clothes, excessive food. It's an image of a person who has no limits, no control, and no sense. We see the same today with those who win the lottery. Statistics reveal that most of them are broke within a few years. What happened? They just spent and spent and spent. Like a kid in a toy shop, they want everything, and then it's wasted. There's a balance here that's important for us to understand. Wealth and faith are not in conflict with one another, nor is wealth evil. The problem comes from within ourselves. What does wealth do to us? I know many wealthy Christians. They have fine homes and nice automobiles. I've known personally what some have done through the years with their money. It's an amazing story. Few know these stories because they simply are not bragged about. They have paid their way for young people to attend college. They have helped out those who had a mess financially. They have funded book projects. They have been their financial backbone of many congregations. And they have personally paid preachers' wages when a congregation couldn't. At funerals, they've handed a wad of cash to widows to help pay for their expenses. They have paid the cost for others to get through rehabs and counselings. Their hearts have been open and generous. The thing is, most people don't know those things. They see them as rich guys, and some are even jealous of them. They have worked hard all their lives, and they have not lived like the rich man in Luke 16. The other side of the story here is the love of money and the love of stuff that can consume us. I've also seen the ugliness of that. Selfish heart that are closed and indifferent to the needs about them. Walking in the same steps as Jesus' rich man in Luke 16. The good that could have been done, but it wasn't because of the stingy attitudes. It's often the case that those who suffer with the love of money actually do not have much money. It's not the money, it's the love of it or our attitude toward it that gets us in trouble. It's not so much what you have, but rather what has you. Timothy was told that the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith. In James, the rich was favored and the poor was ignored. Wealth opens doors and provides opportunities that the poor may never have. But wealth comes with responsibility and obligations. Jesus said, "To whom much is given, much is required." The five-talent man was able to do more than the two-talent man. He started off with more than the two-talent man had. New cars, large homes, fancy clothes have their place as long as they do not change me nor close my eyes to the good that I can do for others, especially helping those in the kingdom. I believe this is what Jesus was wanting us to find here in Luke 16. The rich man had so much. Poor Lazarus was sick and dying and laying at the gates. The rich man never seemed to notice. He ignored. He looked the other way. Lazarus wasn't a street bum with a cardboard sign that was looking for a free handout when he could have and should have been working. Lazarus was ill. He was hopeless. He wasn't looking to move in with the rich man. He wasn't wanting to force his way into the rich man's will. He needed some basics, food, medicine, maybe a blanket. In the story of Luke 16, Lazarus never speaks a word. The rich man has a conversation with Abraham. The rich man brings up Lazarus, but the poor man never says a word. How interesting that is. God is very generous with us. The parable of the laborers in the vineyard in Matthew 20 illustrates that. The man who worked but 1 hour at the best time of the day was paid the same as those who worked all day long. God is generous. God needs people to be the same way. Shame on us for closing our hearts to the needs of others, especially our brethren. Shame on us for spending everything on ourselves. God bless those heroes among us who have the hearts like the Lord. They have helped the lives of many families, often even without a thank you in return. Luke 16 is not about socialism. It's not about the rich man giving half of his wealth away. It's a picture of what love of money can do to us. It can become so ugly that we even ignore a hurting man at our door. I'm sure the rich man justified himself. Most lovers of money are good at that. This is how they sleep at night. They must have complained about how someone would drop Lazarus off at his gate. The poor man was an eyesore. The poor man should leave. The poor man bothers the rich man. Yet the purse strings and the heart remain so closed. His love of self and money would be the very thing that cast him into torment. The Pharisees had problems with this. Jesus wanted them to see what their problem was and where it takes them. Now, how about you? How about me? Do we have the love of money problem? Are we living behind closed gates with closed hearts and closed purse strings? Maybe it's time to open things up. Maybe it's time to try a little difference in our lives of those who are about us. Maybe God has given us this blessings so we can help others. Maybe we can help and do our part within the kingdom. Every day, the rich man fared sumptuously. Every day. That sure is something to think about. We'll continue this all next week. Thank you so much for listening.